Let's recap the week. First, we just said no agenda. Eyes open, eyes closed. If you're looking out your window, that's totally fine. We just simply want to let any thoughts go, any names, labels, tree, bird, etc. But just sit for a few minutes. No instructions, very important. We give ourselves the gift of a reset. And there's no time frame on it. It's a gift that we give ourselves. what we will discover in giving ourselves that gift is that A, it really is a gift. That B, we're pretty ramped up most of the time. Even if, you know, for one person that being on is a little more soft than with other people, but it doesn't change the fact that probably we're all pretty ramped up and on most of the time, like 99%. So it's a very wonderful, simple thing to give ourselves every day, at least once, usually a good 10 minutes, which we did not just do, but a good 10 minutes at least. The second recap is, if we logically think about it, awareness is already aware. Our true excellence of being, that is profound, unwordable, inexpressible, beyond any concepts any of us could ever think about or names we have that humanity has put upon this over eons of time. That essence is already present. It has to be, or else we would not be talking about it. It has to be, or else the goodness that you are, the intelligent cognitive awareness that you use all through the day, and the kindness that is innate to all, certainly all human beings, and it seems all beings. Well, none of that would be there if our innate excellence were not already present. And of course, that excellence is a source, the mother, so to speak, the source of all our qualities and attributes, including the troublesome ones, which are just kind of misappropriated and turned around, turned upside down. So if we think about it logically, yeah, we'll all go, yeah, that must be so. Because we can analyze it, we can examine, well, where does kindness come from? Where does the goodness of the heart or creative solutions and inventions and intuition and caring and relationship and everything, where does that come from? So if we logically do that, then we can start to have confidence in the fact that our essential nature is amazing, has every quality we could ever want already present, everything we're seeking for, everything we're striving for, everything that the path is all about, we're already it. But like the resting for a few minutes, which is the only way to realize how really ramped up we are most of the time, the acknowledging of how profound you are, how compassionate, beyond measure, universally so, that you already are. That you are that quality, not its action. The actions will come. That acknowledgement is kind of like the reset. because of the reset, we can realize how ramped up we are, how on going all the time we are. And by just really thinking about already present presence, and where does everything that I am come from? Where does everything that I actually aspire toward, where is that supposed to come from? Oh, right, it's already me. It's already what I am. Then that, Satsa gives us the confidence in the very fact that, oh, that is what I am. And it is so profound that it's beyond all thought. So I might as well stop thinking about it and just actually be it. So we can smile with that. And until such confidence arises in us that there is no longer a reason to do a practice or use an affirmation or do a mantra or look out to the sky and clear our mind, one day we won't have to do any of that, because that which we are will be more true inside our mind. Instead of questioned, it's because we question it that we strive, that we are on path. Path is how we answer our own questions. But who and what is answering, and what is the answer to every question, is always our own essential nature. Even if it manifests in some, you know, the divine virgin or light or a Buddha, a Bodhisattva or whatever, it doesn't matter. So again, we smile. And we just sit in that for a moment. There's a reason why when we center ourselves, even in, you know, a common situation, we just take a breath and get centered. There's a reason why that works. And it isn't just that we've habituated ourselves to it and that we believe it will work. And of course, we believe it will because it usually does. But all that's still on the surface. Why does it work? Because at essence, you are the profound center of your own reality. You are the center of your own universe. And that's actually quite a crazy, amazing, crazy wisdom thing to think about. So we smile again. The reason why centering works is because you are the center. You are it. Ineffable, beyond all concepts, universally so. So we smile and we sit well. Because a practice like that helps us feel centered. Brings us back to ourselves. Little by little, we realize, I am that I am. Empty, vast, radiating, bright, clear, capable, limitlessly so. So caring, the tears often arise. So compassionate that nothing is too much of someone to ask. In truth, so we're breathing, we're sitting well. And simply being present here, now. Resmile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Love you all. Create your day. Be your essence. Little by little. That's all of us can do is just little by little. We just have to trust it. Love you.